16.
Authorize grant application to the Oregon Department of Transportation All Roads Transportation Safety Program for $2.8 million for the transportation safety projects.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, the purpose of this ordinance is to authorize submitting a grant applications to ODOT's All Roads Transportation Safety Program, totaling $2.8 million for competitive transportation safety infrastructure projects. ODOT is receiving increased federal funding, imagine that, for the Highway Safety Improvements Program, HSIP, which funds safety infrastructure projects, and has created a new All Roads Transportation Safety Program for FY 2016 through 21 to focus these additional resources on reducing fatal and serious crashes across the state, regardless of whether they're on local roads or state highways. And this is seriously an emergency ordinance because the application deadline is March 27th. I'm not sure to double it.
We better not have a long council.
Waiting for the last minute there.
Hi, my name is Margie Bradway, and I'm the Safety and Active Transportation Division Manager, and with me is Wendy Colley, our lead engineer, another talented female engineer with me at the table today. And yes, it was a very compressed timeline. We had just a little over a month in the way that ODOT set the process up to apply for these funds, and I think Commissioner Novick covered it, but I'll just give you a little bit more background. When MAP 21, the federal bill, passed, they created a new program, Highway Safety Improvement Program, which we call HSIP funds. Those HSIP funds are federal funding that flows through the state, and the state DOT, in our case ODOT, has the authority to allocate those funds as they see fit. And so the ARTS program is the program that was set up by ODOT, and they then sub-allocate to the region. So Region 1 has $10 million available. And just as a reminder, at ODOT Region 1, it includes Multnomah County, Washington County, parts of Clackamas County, and Hood River. And then within the ARTS program, I know there's a lot of acronyms here, but there's a opportunity for systemic funding. And systemic is really what ODOT is describing, opportunity to do low-cost safety improvements on systemic roadways where we know there's fatalities and serious injuries. $5 million of that is available, and we're asking for your permission to apply for 2.8. And I just want to draw in a couple of things to note here. Also, this funding is spread out over a five-year period, so they've bundled it 2016 to 2021. So if we were to get the amount that we're asking for, we're really only getting about $560,000 a year. That's assuming we're successful. And I just want to make the distinction between these types of improvements that we're applying for, which are low-cost operational improvements, things like rubble strips, striping, signal timing, is very different than capital projects that are really would, you know, improve the entire street. This is probably the most constrained funding pot that we have. So I just want to give you some good examples of the types of things we're applying for, because we do believe that even though they're low cost, there's going to be good safety benefits. Marine Drive, in the past 5 years, we've seen 9 fatals and serious injuries. That's between 33rd and 185th. We're asking for only $80,000 to do rumble strips for roadway departure, both on the center line and the fog line. And we see quite a bit of road departure on Marine Drive. This is a low-cost improvement that could save lives. Again, another example I'd like to use is Southeast Division between 119th and 136th. We've seen 7 fatalities and serious injuries in the past 5 years. We're asking for $250,000 to improve street lighting at pedestrian crossings to make those more visible. I've got Wendy here who knows the ins and outs of our actual applications if you have any more specific questions.
I just want to clarify, because of the acronym, this is not money for the arts. It's money for, it's yes. Money for transportation.
Yeah, absolutely. All roads safety, transportation yes, program.
Even though it spells that.
Yeah, yes. Right.
No, it's great. And then you look at the list of projects here, and boy, they're much needed safety improvements.
Right? Absolutely. There's a lot of overlap between what we call our high crash corridor program and our 10 top high crash corridors and the projects that we're applying for here today.
And on that roadway departure safety. I think that is an innovative approach that ODOT itself is looking at as well. You probably have already talked to the staff there, but they have experienced some challenges with the center, retrofitting the center line rumble strips. So you've smiling because you already know about that.
We're well aware.
So that's good. So you'll address that and make sure that they know you know about that in the grant application.
Yeah, we've spent a fair amount of time talking about centerline rumble strips with ODOT.
And just for my colleagues, I learned this past week that where you retrofit the rumble strips, there's a danger that it could allow seepage into the street and thereby make it less safe. And so it's really great that you are obviously right on top of that, and I will address that in your grant. Thank you.
Good work. Okay, further questions for staff? Thank you both. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, roll call, please.
Fritz?
Great to see a wide variety of projects, including many in East Portland and in Northwest and Southwest, just all over the city. It's nice that you're sharing the opportunities. Aye.
Saltzman.
Good work. I hope we're successful.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Margie and Wendy.
Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, because I get the police reports, unfortunately, on my phone. I know some of these streets, I see them often, and I look forward to seeing them less often after we get these safety improvements done. Thank you. Aye.